Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
People will blame it on where they grew up and who they don't know and education they don't have and on blaming on the government. But it's a lie. That's acting like you have no God, like there is no God. There is a God that takes beggars from the dunghill and sits them with princes. He said, I went by the field of people that were victims of circumstances and nobody would help. And it was not their fault. No, slothful. Slothful is the problem. It was all grown over. The wall was broken down. Then I said, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come as one that travels, and your want as an armed man. He repeats that thought. He said, poverty is coming to you. It'll come on you like a robber. Ecclesiastes 10:18, you'd have to turn there. But Ecclesiastes 10:18 in the NIV says, if a man is lazy, the rafters sag. And if his hands are idle, the house leaks. Now let me go over this again slowly. I think if I can complete this, I think we're done for the evening. So stay with me real good for just a moment here. People get upset at some of the comments I just made. They're like, you don't know what you're talking about. You weren't born where I was born. You don't know. But I'm reading scriptures. Tell God he don't know. And I didn't grow up wealthy. I didn't grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth either. And, you know, there were times our britches might not have been the best, but they had a crease in them. You know what I'm talking about now? Cars weren't new, but they were clean. See, it ain't about how much money you got in your pocket. Amen. Diligence is not based on a certain caliber of stuff to start with. It's what you do with what you have. Amen. It's stewardship. Come on, can you see it now? Stewardship. Hallelujah. And you got people that are making these grandiose confessions of the sun, moon, and stars and despising what's in their hand and treating it like dirt. They're confessing a new car, but they ain't washed the one they got in 6 months. It's got McDonald's wrappers from last year in it. Mrs., what does that matter? What did God care about that? Can you read? Yes. He cares. Yes. It matters. Yes. It matters. It does matter. Don't let yourself get used to not fixing stuff. Yes, sir. It's a lack of faith. It's ungodly. Maybe you don't have the money to go out and buy a new one. Maybe you don't have the money to fix it like you would like to fix it. What do? Take it as far as you can. Yes. It's faith. It's faith. It's key to you coming out. If you lay down and let it pile up and let it grow over, you are giving up. You are not believing God. Come on, can you see this now? You don't have faith in God. You're yielding to depression. You're acting like it's not going to do any good. No matter what I do, you're acting like God's not real, like he doesn't answer prayer. Like no matter what you do, it's not going to help. And if you do that, it'll get worse and worse and worse and worse, and you get to where you don't even want to get up in the morning. And you blame it on everybody and their brother, but it'll be a lie. Because if God ever brought a man out of the dung heap, he'll do it for another one. If God ever brought a woman that was born and reared in poverty into prosperity, he'll do it again. And you know he's done it. He's done it over and over and over and over. You know, I just was in school training again on the aircraft. And when something breaks, we believe God to fix it. And you might think, well, of course you do. A lot of people don't, because it's expensive. And they let stuff go. They let stuff go. They let stuff go. I remember Phyllis and I rented a plane one time. This is years ago. And we're flying from Louisiana. And I mean, half the stuff on this plane didn't work. Maybe you bump the dash and the lights wouldn't come on. Well, it took off and gas is just streaming out of the caps. Well, it's streaming into where the engine nacelles are, where these hot exhaust pipes are. Well, I knew I put them on there, right? But I'm thinking, well, they overfill the tanks. It'll quit just any second. Now, we're flying. We're climbing out. And it wouldn't quit. And it wouldn't quit. I just couldn't take it. I thought, I got to land this thing. So I came back around. I got it on the ground. And I found a good old boy. This is out in the middle of nowhere. He had a roll of duct tape. Me and him duct taped. We duct taped. That's all we could do at the time. We duct taped those things up where they wouldn't leak. We took off and it didn't leak. I got back to the people that got the plane. I said, guys, I said, those fuel caps, man, fuel just pours out of them. They said, yeah, it does that. I could see they have no intention. We're talking about a little rubber gasket that goes around that cap to make it seal up. Somebody said, well, I wouldn't do that with an airplane. If you would do it with something else, you might not at first, but if you're around them long enough, you get used to stuff. Anybody know what I'm talking about? It is a habit that you get into, and it gets worse and gets worse and gets worse. I'm believing the Lord's helping me on this now. Don't be satisfied with this broke and that don't work. And this don't work. It ain't worked in years. Well, either get rid of it or fix it. You might know what I'm talking about. Or replace it. Why? Because it's affecting your faith. It's affecting the environment of your house. It's not good for you to drive in and it's all grown over and it's all messed up and it's all broke. And for you to live in that and sleep in that and eat in that, it's not good. It's not good for you. It's not good for your kids. So we don't have the money. That's not an excuse. Take it as far as you can. Do everything you can. And then believe for the rest. And watch how it comes in when you put some works with your faith. But if you say it ain't no use, ain't no use, why even bother with it? You're not even in faith. No help is coming. No money's coming. Let me end it with this other story that my father in the faith told me. And this was one of my favorites eventually. This is one of the ones I'd leave scratching my head going, now, he didn't tell me what it meant. This was not a parable. This was an account of people he knew as a young man. And this was back when times were hard. Depression. He said there was a man in the community, and back, some of you might remember some of these times. I know my granddad dealt with a man like this in our community. They didn't have banks like they did today. There were individuals that had money. And people would go to them and borrow from them for their farms and their businesses. And everybody in town owed this one individual on their houses and their farms and their cattle and their businesses. And there was drought. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years in a row, nobody made a crop. So they're spending all this money buying seed and fertilizer and planting and not a crop at all. 3 years in a row. Well, people not even able to pay the interest. And he's telling me this story. He said, people just left their farms. They just walked off. They said, well, you know, ain't no news. They just quit. And he repossessed it, the guy that they owed money to, the rich man. And he said the church, because people had drought, you know, year after year, said they couldn't make their payments on the church. And said he came to them, asked them, you know, what are you going to do about your payments? They said, well, we can't make them. You know, surely you won't take the church. He said, oh, I'll take it. What are you going to do with the church? He said, I'll make a barn out of it. I'll do something. Now, he's telling me this story. And he said, one after another, they did this. He said, but there's this one guy. Year after year, he'd get up every morning, just like he had a crop. He'd go out with a Kaiser blade, clean the ditch banks. He's already lost the place legally. But he'd get up and couldn't buy paint, but he'd get whitewash. You know, get some clay and whitewash the stones around the well and clean the fence row. He every day, he lost it a year ago, but he still roll out and do it. He said that rich man came to his house one day and handed him the title deed and just left. And then he'd look at me and say, well, it's time to start the service. Go on in there. No explanation, no nothing. But can you see why, as the years have gone by, that's more and more precious to me? What is he telling me? The Bible said, behold the goodness and the severity of the Lord. You see, a lot of people didn't like that about the church. But see, they're not even trying. Did you hear this? And he said, oh, I'll take it. They're not even trying. See, there's a lot of people think because they're Christians, because there's a church, they don't have to try. They don't have to do anything. We're a Christian. You're just supposed to do it for us. Those are the people that need their stuff taken. Did you hear me? It's right for them to lose their stuff. Oh, but the man, the woman that keeps rolling out of bed, fix the fence, paint the barn, clean the fence row, dig a ditch. Why? When it looks like you lost it 2 years ago, that's a man's got faith. Why does he keep getting up? Why does he keep doing this? Because he hasn't quit. Why do you work on something that's probably not even yours anymore? Because he still has faith that God could bring him out of this some way. Come on, do you see this? And a man like that, a woman like that, God will move heaven and earth and put the title in your hand. He will honor your faith. Oh, can you see that?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God who gives me